This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden has returned to the Royal Castle in Warsaw, Poland, where he had delivered a speech just last year, a month after Russia invaded Ukraine. VOA's Patsy Wodakoswara reports.
In his latest speech, he defended the Western Alliance's effort to help Kyiv defend itself.
1 year ago, the world was bracing for the fall of Kyiv. Well, I've just come from a visit to Kyiv, and I can report Kyiv stands strong. Kyiv stands proud. It stands tall. And most important, it stands free.
On the same day, Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke to an assembly of Russian lawmakers, saying the U.S. and NATO wants to inflict a strategic defeat on his country. He suspended participation in the New START treaty, a landmark nuclear arms control pact, and threatened to resume nuclear tests. Patsy Wodakoswara, VOA News, Warsaw.
For a second time in 2 weeks, residents of a town in northern Syria ran out of their already destroyed homes to escape yet another earthquake. More from AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
A family in the Turkish town of Jinderes clear rubble after the quake caused their homes to collapse. Mohamed Zatar says the feeling is indescribable, fear. Women were scared. Children can't sleep in the houses anymore, and there are no tents, so the majority of families are on the street. While a neighbor, Kamal Abu Hassan, tells the AP, yesterday we were sitting at home when the quake happened. This has ruined our livelihoods. What can we do? The 6.4 magnitude earthquake that struck Monday evening had its epicenter in Defne district of Turkey's Hatay province, which was one of the areas most affected by the February 6th magnitude 7.8 quake. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And this is VOA News. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter has entered home hospice care in Plains, Georgia, after a series of short hospital stays, the Carter Center says, in a statement that the Carter 98 decided to spend his remaining time at home with his family and receive hospice care instead of additional medical intervention. Hospice care is treatment designed to make patients comfortable and reduce pain and suffering their final days. It's usually home-based, but can also be providing in nursing homes, hospitals, and hospice centers. The Biden administration said Tuesday that it will generally deny asylum to migrants who show up at the U.S. southern border without first seeking protection in the country they pass through, mirroring an attempt by the Trump administration that never took effect because it was blocked in court. The measure, while stopping short of a total ban, imposes severe limitations on asylum for any nationality except Mexicans who don't have to travel through a third country to reach the U.S. The measure is almost certain to face legal challenges. President Donald Trump pursued a similar ban in 2019, but a federal appeals court prevented it from taking effect. Meanwhile, Mexico's ex-public security chief is now convicted in a U.S. drug case. AP's Lisa Dwyer has details.
U.S. jury has convicted a former Mexican presidential cabinet member, Genaro Garcia Luna, of taking massive bribes to protect drug cartels he was tasked with combating. He is the highest-ranking current or former Mexican official ever to be tried in the United States. Garcia Luna headed Mexico's federal police and then was its top security official from 2006 to 2012. A roster of ex-smugglers and former Mexican officials testified that Garcia Luna took millions of dollars in cartel cash. He faces at least 20 years and as much as life in prison at his sentencing. He has denied the claims, and his legal team says they plan to appeal. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And its first case about the federal law is credited for with helping create the modern internet. The U.S. Supreme Court seems unlikely to side with a family wanting to hold Google liable for the death of their daughter who was killed in a terrorist attack. At the same time, the justices also signaled in arguments lasting 2.5 hours that they are wary of Google's claims that a 1996 law, Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, affords it. Twitter, Facebook, and other companies sweeping immunity from lawsuits over their targeted recommendations of videos, documents, and other content. The Justice Elena Kagan was among members of the court suggesting Congress, not the court, should make needed changes to a law passed early in the internet age. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.